Mother of man killed at North Las Vegas casino sues over alleged security failures. The mother of a man shot dead on a North Las Vegas casino floor has filed a negligence lawsuit accusing the property of failing to provide adequate security. Security failures alleged in lawsuit. Willisha Calhoun, on November 24th, lodged a 14-page complaint in Clark County District Court, naming Aliante Casino and its operators as defendants in the March 27th slaying of her son, 23-year-old Naonche Osborne. The suit claims the Las Vegas area property, owned by Boyd Gaming Corporation, did not manage, control, supervise, secure, and/or maintain the premises or provide reasonable safety measures to patrons ahead of the pre-dawn shooting. According to the complaint, the shooting occurred about 4:30 a.m. on the casino floor. Prosecutors have said 19-year-old Arian Wormsley opened fire on Osborne, then fled. Law enforcement reports and court filings state Wormsley engaged in a high-speed flight from police, during which he reportedly stole 3 cars and struck 2 pedestrians. Calhoun's filing says the Aliante sits in what it characterizes as a high-crime area near the 215 Beltway and North Aliante Parkway, and that the casino should have deployed more visible security guards, increased camera coverage, better lighting, and metal detectors to prevent firearms from being brought inside. She is seeking damages in excess of $15,000, citing the emotional and physical anguish caused by her son's death. Boyd Gaming, the parent company that operates dozens of casinos nationwide, declined to comment beyond a standard statement that it does not discuss pending litigation, legal proceedings, and expert views. Wormsley was indicted in June on multiple state charges, including murder with the use of a deadly weapon, robbery, and reckless driving causing substantial bodily harm. He also faces charges at the federal level, where prosecutors allege violations related to gun and carjacking offenses. A deputy district attorney in Clark County said prosecutors have been considering capital punishment as they weigh the case. Osborne, a North Las Vegas resident, was the adopted son of Pat Spearman, who represented parts of North Las Vegas in the Nevada Senate from 2013 until 2025 and has run for mayor. The Clark County coroner determined Osborne died of multiple gunshot wounds. Legal experts say premises liability claims against casinos typically hinge on whether the operator knew or should have known about the risk of violent crime and whether reasonable steps could have prevented the incident. Casinos owe a heightened duty of care to patrons because they control access and security on their floors, said a Las Vegas-based premises liability attorney. The key issues will be the adequacy of staffing and surveillance, whether warning signs or previous incidents put management on notice, and whether additional measures, such as bag checks or metal detectors, were practicable at that location and time of night. A former casino security director, who asked not to be named, added, "Visible, well-trained security officers and comprehensive CCTV coverage are the most effective deterrents. Metal detectors are uncommon in U.S. casinos, but can be considered when a property repeatedly experiences violent incidents. Lighting, sightlines, and staff deployment patterns also materially affect safety." Defense attorneys for establishments facing similar claims often point to the unpredictability of criminal acts and argue that no amount of security could have reasonably prevented every violent event. Plaintiffs counter by citing industry standards and past incidents as indicators that more could have been done. As the civil case moves forward, it will proceed separately from the criminal and federal prosecutions against Wormsley. If the suit survives early motions, discovery will likely probe internal security logs, incident reports, staffing rosters, and surveillance footage to determine what the casino knew and when, Because litigation is ongoing, future filings and court testimony may reveal additional details about the circumstances that led to the shooting and the steps casino operators took or did not take before the night at issue.